Owatonna High School sophomore Mariah Noldner is involved in Young Life. And Mariah, thanks for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm good. I really wish I was walking around the high school, though, looking at dragon cakes and twins cakes and all that kind of stuff. I assume you've been to the auction to see the cakes on a pretty annual basis at the high school?
Yeah, I've actually worked at the auction the past 2 or 3 years and helped out.
Well, now things are so different. Are you doing anything or did you do anything yourself to help out leading into what has turned into an online auction today?
Not this year. I actually didn't really know what they were going to do for the auction this year, but I'm glad that they turned it into an online thing.
All right. I know a lot of things have been certainly in the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure if Lindsay knew exactly how it was all come together, but it sounds like it's come together here really well today. But Mariah, we're bringing you on the radio here and owatonnalive.com if they pick us up as well as far as talking about Young Life. So what kinds of things, how have you been involved in Young Life?
Well, I actually started attending Wildlife Club in 7th and 8th grade, and I went there with some friends because we just heard about it. Lindsay and Lisa Lear actually came to our school and were persuading kids to come to clubs, so I decided to go with my friends, and I actually enjoyed it a lot, and it was a different way for me to kind of grow my relationship with God than I was used to, just like going to church normally and stuff like that. And so I went to club through middle school, and then in high school I started going to Young Life Club, and I went to wildlife camp the 2 summers that I was in middle school, and I really enjoyed that, and it just grew my relationship like with God in a way that I really liked. And so I just kind of dug deeper with that, and I'm actually involved in a program through Young Life called Walk With Me. And so it's a weekly devotional kind of practice with an adult partner. And so my partner is Wendy Eggermont, and we've really just dug into the Bible and text, and that's another thing I really enjoyed through Young Life.
I imagine you're still able to do that in some technical way right now then?
Yep. We've been texting back and forth and still going through devotions and stuff like that.
What did you enjoy about the camps that you mentioned you've been to? What's fun about those, and what kind of how do they have an impact on you?
They kind of mix fun with faith, if that's a good way to put it. We did tons and tons of just super fun activities and challenges and stuff like that. And then every day, once or twice a day, we would have a thing called club at camp, where you would get, like, everyone in the camp would get into the same room and you would just sing songs and you would hear a speaker, and the speaker would just talk about, like, Christ and your relationship with Christ. And I feel like it reached me in a way more personal level, because the way the speaker just talked the first year, I remember like just hearing like Jesus's message in like a whole new light. So that really changed.
Sounds like you were invited initially to join in the Young Life. What would you say to someone who might be looking for something like that? What would you say to convince someone to come out and be part of it?
I would say it's just a ton of fun. I know it might be intimidating at first, but you might be scared, but it's totally worth it in the end. And even if you end up not enjoying it a ton, you'll still have a ton of fun, in my opinion.
All right. And Mariah, how is distance learning going? How are you kind of dealing with everything with regard to that?
It's a lot different than what I'm used to, I'm going to be honest. But I'm managing. I'm trying to stay focused at home. It's a little harder, but it's been different than what I've imagined it to be, which is nice, I guess.
All right, Mariah Noldner, a sophomore at Owatonna High School, involved very much with Young Life, of course. And Mariah, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.